How to use Arkham DB and Arkham cards in 2026, build legal decks, sync campaigns, and spend XP correctly. Margo here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Use Arkham DB to build, verify, fork, and test decks. Use Arkham cards to carry those decks through a campaign. Set your collection and taboo list before browsing public lists. Save a baseline deck, draw sample hands, then sync it to Arkham cards. Inside the campaign, record scenario results, campaign log choices, trauma, weaknesses, chaos bag changes, and earned XP before upgrading. The most important habit is wonderfully unglamorous. Claim the scenario's XP and save the current deck before spending anything. That creates a clean before and after record and prevents the common campaign night mystery in which everyone remembers owning one more point than the app does. Arkham Horror. The card game is a campaign about memory, consequences, and people making questionable decisions under pressure. Its two best community tools are excellent at the first two. The third remains your responsibility. Margo opens the case file without assuming you already speak database. This guide shows exactly which app does what, where legality settings hide, how to move a deck into a campaign, and how to make XP Night feel like part of the story instead of household accounting. Arkham DB versus Arkham cards. Which one should you open first? Open Arkham DB when the question is about cards or a deck. Open Arkham cards when the question is about the campaign state. Arkham DB is a web database, deck builder, public deck library, rules reference, and API-backed card archive. Arkham cards integrates with Arkham DB and adds scenario setup, resolution, campaign logs, chaos bag management, deck upgrades, card search, and a digital chaos bag. Both are community tools. Neither outranks the current Fantasy Flight rules reference or frequently asked questions. Step 1. Set my collection before falling in love with a deck in Arkham DB, mark the core set, investigator expansions, campaign expansions, and standalone products you own. Public decks often use cards from years of releases. Without a collection filter, the site can recommend a beautiful machine whose most important gears live in 6 boxes you do not have. Create or sign in to an Arkham DB account. Open My Collection. Select the exact products you own, including the correct core era. Choose the current taboo list only if your group is using it. Save one collection-aware search before browsing public decks. Taboo is optional campaign balance guidance, not a secret requirement for your first game. A beginner should learn the printed cards before volunteering for extra errata. How to read a public Arkham DB deck without copying it blindly. A public decklist is a field report, not a prescription. Before clicking clone, read the investigator role, player count, campaign, collection, taboo setting, opening hand advice, and upgrade notes. A 29 XP showcase may still contain an excellent 0 XP starting list in its description. The headline number alone does not tell you whether the author documented the path from scenario 1. Margo's 6-question decklist audit. What job does this investigator perform? Primary clue finder, enemy manager, flexible support, or solo generalist are different assignments. What player count was tested? A 4-player specialist can look helpless in true solo without being a bad deck. Can your collection build the level 0 version? Missing one economy card or signature interaction can change the whole engine. Is the list using the same taboo environment? XP costs and card text can differ. Does the author explain the mulligan? A strong list tells you what the first 2 turns are trying to accomplish. Is there an upgrade path? Look for the starting deck, cards out, cards in, and the reason for each purchase. Clone the list, preserve the author credit and original link, then draw at least 5 sample opening hands. Note dead cards, missing resources, and hands that cannot contribute by turn 2. Change the smallest number of cards that solves a repeated problem. That is adaptation. Rebuilding the entire list after one ugly draw is just the encounter deck winning before setup. Step 2. Build a legal deck and give every card a job. Choose the investigator first. Read the back of the investigator card or Arkham DB's deck building panel carefully. Class access, level range, trait permissions, off-class slots, required signatures, and random basic weakness are the actual constitution of the deck. The 5 jobs to check: economy, enough resources or cost reduction to play the hand, setup, assets or skills that make the investigator functional early, clues, a repeatable way to advance the act, enemies, fight, evade, manage or reliably depend on a teammate, protection, answers to treacheries, damage, horror, or failed key tests. Fork a public deck instead of silently editing someone else's record. Save a baseline copy, then draw sample hands. Mulligan signatures and weaknesses as the rules require, and ask whether the opening can become useful in two turns rather than whether it contains the deck's fanciest card. Step 3. Sync the saved deck into Arkham Cards. Arkham Cards can connect to Arkham DB, import a saved deck, and carry it through a campaign. Sync only after the Arkham DB version is legal and saved. If you import while still casually swapping cards, you create two records and a future argument with yourself. Connect the correct Arkham DB account. Import or select the saved Investigator deck. Create or join the campaign. Confirm Investigator, deck version, difficulty and chaos bag contents. Keep the physical deck and digital record on the same version. Arkham Cards is free and ad-free. Its campaign screens guide setup and resolution, but the physical scenario guide and current official, frequently asked questions, remain useful at the table. Before Scenario 1, the 3-minute multiplayer handoff, one player can run a campaign locally, but a group should decide who owns the shared record before the first agenda advances. Arkham Cards accounts and Arkham DB accounts are separate. Every investigator who wants to update a private Arkham DB deck should connect the correct account on their own device, while the campaign itself must be shared or uploaded rather than left as a local-only file. Put these 6 facts in one place: campaign and version. Confirm the exact campaign, difficulty and scenario. Investigator record. Attach the correct saved deck and its current upgrade version. Rules environment. Agree on printed rules, current grimoire or legacy, frequently asked questions, and whether taboo is active. Persistent state. Verify trauma, earned weaknesses, story assets, supplies and campaign log entries. Chaos bag. Make the physical bag and digital record match, then decide which one is authoritative for draws. Postgame owner. Name the person who reads resolution aloud and the players who claim XP on their own accounts. Do not create a fresh upgraded deck after every scenario. Arkham DB's upgrade workflow is designed to keep versions attached to the original deck, and Arkham Cards can pull the newest saved upgrade. When a deck appears stale, refresh or pull from Arkham DB before duplicating anything. The 3-minute audit feels fussy only until it prevents 40 minutes of reconstruction. Step 4. Run the campaign log and chaos bag without losing the story. Create the campaign, select difficulty, and verify the starting chaos bag against the campaign guide. During resolution, enter only what the scenario tells you to record. Do not browse future scenario text or options to make the record look complete. Incomplete information is part of Arkham's design. After each scenario, confirm trauma, story assets or weaknesses, earned XP, campaign log entries and token changes. If the app and printed guide appear to disagree, stop and check whether the app has the newest content update and whether you selected the correct campaign version. Step 5. Claim XP before upgrading the deck. The safest upgrade ritual is short enough to repeat every time. Resolve the scenario completely. Record earned XP and all campaign changes. Save or snapshot the current deck. Claim the XP inside the campaign. Purchase upgrades and record cards removed. Confirm the deck remains legal. Draw 5 opening hands before the next session. Spend XP on the bottleneck, the last scenario exposed. Economy, action compression, clue pace, enemy control or protection. The most expensive card in the class is not automatically the upgrade your investigator needs. Common Arkham DB and Arkham Cards problems. Made boring on purpose. The deck says illegal. Check investigator deck building requirements. Card level. Class access, required signatures, weakness count, and the selected taboo list. Also confirm that the exact product is marked in my collection. If a repackaged Chapter 1 product does not expose expected cards, verify that the equivalent legacy release format is not affecting the collection filter before assuming the cards differ. A public deck shows 20 to 50 XP. Read the author's notes before leaving. Many experienced builders publish the finished target first, and link the 0 XP list or upgrade path in the write-up. If neither exists, treat the list as inspiration rather than a beginner-ready campaign deck. A new card is missing. Update Arkham Cards, refresh Arkham DB, confirm the product is selected in your collection, and verify its official release status. Community databases may update after announcement or release, especially during a product line transition. A preview or pre-order image is not automatically a live card record. The Campaign Deck and Arkham DB Deck disagree. Refresh the Arkham Cards deck list, or use its Pull from Arkham DB action after saving the upgrade in place on Arkham DB. If the records have already diverged, decide which saved version is authoritative, export or snapshot it, then re-import deliberately. Do not repair two decks one card at a time while tired. Two devices do not show the same campaign confirm that both players are signed into Arkham Cards, not merely Arkham DB, and that the campaign is uploaded or shared, instead of stored, only on one device. Private deck changes still require the credentials of the investigators' own Arkham DB account. XP is wrong. Review the scenario resolution and campaign log entries before touching the deck. If the number changed after an upgrade, compare the pre-upgrade deck version with cards purchased, removed, exiled, or discounted. Claiming XP is not the same action as spending it. The app and a forum answer disagree for current Chapter 2 play. Check the Arkham Grimoire, campaign guide, and card text. Use the legacy rules reference and frequently asked questions when older content specifically calls for them. Forum explanations can teach the reasoning. Official documents settle the ruling. What should you buy for this workflow? Start with a compatible core set and sleeve the player deck that gets shuffled every session. Upgrade the Chaos Bag when readability or wear becomes annoying. Premium storage belongs later, when the collection has earned a permanent room in the house. Each product below uses a direct Amazon affiliate link. As an Amazon associate, Puzzlewick earns from qualifying purchases at no extra cost to you. Final verdict: build and publish on Arkham DB. Run the campaign in Arkham Cards. Keep official Fantasy Flight rules and frequently asked questions open whenever timing, legality, or a new release is disputed. Frequently asked questions. What is the difference between Arkham DB and Arkham Cards? Arkham DB is primarily a card database, deck builder, public deck library, and rules reference. Arkham Cards connects to Arkham DB and focuses on running campaigns, including setup, campaign logs, chaos bags, and deck upgrades. Do I need both Arkham DB and Arkham Cards? No, but the pair is the cleanest free workflow. Build and test on Arkham DB, then carry the saved deck and campaign state in Arkham Cards. Should a beginner use the Arkham Horror Taboo list? Not necessarily. Taboo is optional balance guidance. Learn the printed game first unless the campaign group has agreed to use the current list. How do I stop Arkham Cards XP from being wrong? Complete scenario resolution, record campaign changes, save the current deck, claim XP, then upgrade. Keeping that order prevents most mismatches. Can Arkham Cards replace the physical campaign guide? It can guide setup and resolution, but Puzzlewick recommends keeping the official campaign guide and current, frequently asked questions available, especially for new releases or disputed timing. Is Arkham Cards free? Arkham Cards describes itself as free with zero ads, and provides iOS and Android versions.